Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Mizmor Yutes, the 19th chapter of the Book of Tehillim together. This is a Mizmor which should sound familiar to us, and I'll leave that for you to think about why that is just for the next few minutes. So this Mizmor is very, very clearly structured. It is made up of 15 psukim, the first one being the Kotevet, the inscription, which is Lamnatzeach, Mizmor LeDavid, which is a song for the conductor of David. And the last 14 psukim are divided into two very specific divisions. Now, psukim Beis to Zion, the first half, is about praising the wonders of Hashem, starting off with the wonders of Hashem in the world as a whole, and moving towards the sun and the power of the sun as it shines and as it gives life, as it gives heat to this world. That's the first section. And in the second section, we have from Ches to Tesvov, from the 8th to the 15th Pasuk, we have a description of praising the Torah, the commandments of Hashem, and the aspiration to live up to it. In fact, if you look structurally at those psukim, from Ches to Yud, those first three psukim, they are psukim which sound very familiar, and they're structured in a very specific way. It goes, Toras Hashem Tamim Amishivas Nafesh, Eidos Hashem Ne'emon Amach Kimas Pesi, so it talks about how the Torah of Hashem is pure and returns the soul. The Eidos, the testimony of God, is faithful and it makes smart those who are Pesi, those who are ignorant. And there are essentially six such phrases, and they're all structured identical. They're all five psukim long. They all start off with one description of the Torah system, whether it be Toras, Eidos, the testimony, Pekudei, the commandments, Mitzvahs, another word for commandments, Yiras, which is the fear of heaven, and Mishpatei. Those are all the starting words. The second word of each of the phrases is Hashem. Then there's a description of what it is. Tamima, Ne'emana, Yesharim, Bara, Tahara, Emes. Those are the descriptions of it. And then finally, there's a last phrase of two words, which is either Meshivas Nafesh, it returns the soul, Machkemas Pesi, it makes those who are foolish wise, Mesamchelev, it makes those who are upset or just rejoices the heart. So that these are very parallel psukim describing the Torah itself, describing the beauty and the supreme and pure nature of the Torah six times over in those three psukim, just in terms of format, very beautifully poetically arranged. Now, there are actually, what are the themes of this Mizmor? So it seems very clear that the first section of the Mizmor is talking about how we see, how the Meshorer, the speaker, the narrator, sees Hashem and his power in the universe, in the world around us. And then we have, straight after that, how we see Hashem, or how the Meshorer sees Hashem through the Torah system. How do those two connect to one another? So first of all, the first thing we should notice is that it's not haphazardly put together. These two sections are, in fact, very much linked in terms of just linguistically. So for instance, later on in the Mizmor, where we talk about the Torah being pure, we have the description of Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mi'iras Einayim. The commandments of Hashem are Bara, which means clear or incandescent. They are Mi'iras Einayim, they light up the eyes. It's fascinating because that is a parallel description to the way we've been talking about the sun up till now. The sun seems to be the focus of Hashem's creation at this point in time, towards the end of the first half. And in fact, the word bara, clear, and incandescent, is used in Shir HaShirim to describe nothing less than the sun itself. So it's almost as if there's the description of the physical luminary, and then there's the spiritual luminary, which is the Torah, which are being paralleled in this Mizmor. Of course, the word bara, incandescent or shining, although spelt Beis Resh Hei, is of course a wordplay on the word bara, Beis Resh Aleph, which means creation. So those are clearly paralleling one another. How do these two sections relate to each other? So one way of looking at this is the following. The Rambam, Maimonides, in describing his connection to Hashem, he describes the first mitzvah that he enumerates in his Yad, in his halachic work, is loving Hashem. But he asks, how is it possible? How can a human being come to love the infinite, to love the Creator? And he gives two suggestions. One is the suggestion is where a person looks into the grandeur of the nature, where one looks at the macro and the micro, one looks at the molecular level as we have access today, one looks into through the telescope at the macro level, and one sees a remarkable system, a perfect system, an ecosystem, a system where everything falls into place. That is one way of finding Hashem. And the Rambam says the other way is to look at his commandments, to look at his Torah, to look at the beauty of the system, the blueprint, that he set forth in his creation. In a certain sense, the one is looking at what Hashem does, and the other one is looking at what Hashem wants. And by doing that, a person can come to know, appreciate, and ultimately love the Ribbono Shel Olam, love the Almighty. These two sections in the Mizmor are in fact reflecting these two approaches. One is looking to nature, one is looking to the Torah, as to appreciating Hashem and coming to a sense of love. It is in fact interesting that Chazal instituted two blessings, two brachos, which precede the Kriyas Shema every morning and every evening. And those two brachos follow this exact pattern, one being one which reflects Yotzer HaMa'orot, creation as a whole, and the luminaries in specific. And the second one is Ahava Rabba, which focuses on the Torah and our chosenness, the fact that we have the opportunity of knowing what Hashem wants from us in order to arrive at the beginning of Kriyas Shema, which is V'ahavta, that we should get a sense of love of Hashem, clearly structured after the pattern of this Mizmor. One added deeper level to this is that the Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, in his explanation or in his summary of this Mizmor at the end, points out that another way of looking at this is that if a person really looks into creation, he can see the underpinnings of what Hashem wants in the world. Meaning to say, it's not just that one sees God in creation. It's that when a person sees creation and understands what the Torah system wants from him, then a person understands how it all fits together, how it all hangs together. You see the physical blueprint and you see the spiritual blueprint behind it. As we just get towards the end of the Mizmor, it is important to notice that although for the first 12 psukim there is no I, the narrator is simply describing the world, describing Torah, from psukim Yud Gimel onwards, the Mishorer, the narrator, introduces himself. And he talks about how he now, after all this description, describes how Gam Avdecha, actually in Pasuk Yud Beis, Nizhar Bohem B'Shomrei Ekrei Rov, your servant, that refers to himself, is careful in all of the Torah. Shigiyos mi ovim yistaros nakeni, Hashem, please hide me or clean me, cleanse me from all mistakes and iniquity. And ultimately ends by asking Hashem for his prayer, and the utterances of his lips and his heart to be heard by Hashem. So there's this, in a certain sense, this outside description and finally personalized request for Hashem to help the Mishorer. Where does this appear? Why should this Mizmor be familiar to us? The answer is very simple. This is the first of the added Mizmorim, the added sections of Tehillim, which are added to the Psukei Dezimra on a Shabbos morning. So unfortunately, although many of us have to rush, because the shuls really just go too fast for this. But this is one of those moments in Shabbos where if one is able to start a little early or find a shul where it goes slow enough to appreciate this beautiful description where a person has one day in the week to reflect upon the greatness of Hashem in creation and Torah. This is how it starts. This is one of the perspectives that Shabbos lends to us, with the gift of perspective of the world outside and inside. It is also interesting that this Mizmor is used, you'll often see in shuls, there's a candelabra at the front, in the older shuls certainly, where there's a candelabra and it was made up of seven branches. Six of the branches, the outside branches, are inscribed, the branches made up of the six psukim describing the Torah system. Torah Hashem Temimah Meshivas Nefesh as one of them. Eidos Hashem Ne'emana Machkivas Pesi as another one of them. So each of those six psukim make up those six branches, and the central branch is the pasuk which follows it, which is Anech Madimi Mizahav Mipazrav, that this Torah system is dearer and more beautiful than gold as the central branch in this candelabra. It is very fascinating to notice that of those six branches, the number six should not be coincidental. Six, of course, is going to later on, after the closing of Tehillim, is going to be the six sections, the Shas, Shisha Sadarim, the six sections of the oral law, and each of these psukim have five words relating to the five books of the Torah. In a certain sense, the corpus of all Torah in five and six, which are the oral and the written law together. Last thing to focus on, that's one pasuk in the spotlight, that's a very famous pasuk, which is the last verse, which is 15, which goes, Yihiyu l'rotzon imrefi, let the utterances of my lips be, or my mouth be l'rotzon, be for your will, to your will, ve'gyonni be l'fonecho, and the logic of my mind be in front of you, Hashem Tzuriva Goali, Hashem, you are my rock and my salvation. This should be familiar to us because this is, in fact, the closing verse we use for every time we recite the Amidah, the Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara Brachos on Daf Tes Amud Beis actually comments on this and says that the reason why this goes to the end of the Tefillah is not just because, of course, thematically it means to say, everything I've said up till now, please Hashem, let it be to you, you recognize, let it be favorable to you. And even the things that perhaps I didn't say right, let the thoughts in my heart be right in front of you. It clearly thematically closes. But the Gemara actually says that the reason why it is fixed after the 18 brachas of the Shmona Esrei, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, said, is because David HaMelech put it at the end of the 18th Mizmor in Tehillim, the 18th paragraph in Tehillim. Now that's fascinating, because this is actually the end of the 19th paragraph in Tehillim, in the way we have it cut it up. And we discussed this before, that the Mephoreshim already start talking about how one of the earlier, or two of the earlier Mizmorim, were actually really one before. Whether it was Mizmor Aleph and Beis, 1 and 2, or Tes and Yud, 9 and 10, were actually originally one Mizmor and split up. And that's why it's the end of the 19th, this verse. Be it as it may, it is fascinating, because today we have 19 brachas in the Shmona Esrei as well. So in a certain sense, Tehillim expanded a little bit, and the Shmona Esrei expanded a little bit, and it ends up being, this verse is the end of these 19 prayers, the 19 brachos in the Shmona Esrei, and the 19 Mizmorim of Tehillim. With this, we close Mizmor Yutes. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.